your non-stop entertainment radio.
Raise your voice and shout, come on.
I have decided to follow Jesus. Good evening, good evening, and welcome to Starbright. We're on the air every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Have you decided to follow Jesus? This is a question, and we have to make that decision each and every day, because there's so much happening. You have to make a decision every day that you're deciding to follow Jesus. He says in the word, choose this day who you will serve. So each day you have to rise and say, I have decided this day to follow Jesus. Because there's so much temptation, there's so much out there to cause us to compromise, cause us to say, well, it doesn't matter this time. It doesn't matter if I do this, doesn't matter if I do that. Nobody's going to know. It's just a little, you know, they've called it a white lie, this kind of, it's just a little lie. It's just a little, well, it's not even a lie. I'm just not telling everything. So we have to decide each day to follow Jesus. We have to decide each day to follow Jesus. Over the last few months, I've just found myself saying, when I come across some situations and I'm there thinking, Lord, this is just like, before I say something, as I was telling someone, before I say something that will cause me to lose my salvation, it's best for me to say, I've decided to follow Jesus.
Amen.
And then when the producer was playing this song last week, I said, this is my anthem. They wrote it specially for me. Because we have to make that decision. So even some people at work have started saying, I've decided to follow Jesus. Because you have to make a conscious decision. We can't just, because the enemy is trying tooth and nail to cause us to slip, cause us to fall, cause us to lose our trust, our belief, and just compromise left, right, and center. Now, there are things that we're going to do, mistakes we're going to make, but let it not be like conscious, you know, because you can unconsciously say things, do things, think, oh, I should have said that, oh, I should have done that. But you know, when you really decide, no, I'm not going to, do we have to make conscious decisions for the Lord to lead us in each and every day. Now, I want to welcome on the program, Reverend Tracy. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. It's lovely to be here again.
Yes, if you didn't realize, she's been before. You know,
we've got the Holy Spirit in us tonight.
She's excited.
Very.
So hold on to your hats. You know, to the hats and every other. And you, anyway, you really need to hold on to your hats. Coming in here, slightly distracted, off tangent, there was someone chasing their hat down the middle of the road. I would have left it because the wind that was blowing, that is blowing. Well, I said, Holy Spirit, it is well. So, but we have to, in all seriousness, back on the topic, we have to decide to follow Jesus. Now, if you've not made that decision, if you're on the fence and you say that you still have time, because I remember hearing someone say that, I'll do that when I'm older, I want to have fun now. Now, the fun, and I'll put that in quotes, that you have now can impact your later years. And so what will happen is that sometimes you think, oh, you're getting away with something, but you've planted a lot of seeds in your later years, you reap. Now, that you can say is okay, we can repent, we can do that, okay. But there's also instances where what you think is your later years, you are in your later years.
Yeah.
Because we're not promised tomorrow, and we don't know the length of our days, and no one likes to talk about that. No one actually likes to talk about that, those kind of things. And I was reflecting one time at the people that I've said farewell to. And the first time I said farewell to someone, when I was about maybe 15, 16, wow. You know, I still vividly remember us talking and laughing. Let's say it was a Friday and or a Thursday, and we were laughing and we were waiting. I think she was waiting to be picked up from secondary school, and it was like, because many of us didn't live near the secondary school. So she was waiting and everything, and we had a laugh and a joke and everything, and it was a group of us. And then Monday, we didn't see her. Well, that's not abnormal, because, you know, it's a case of someone can fall ill, someone can have a really bad cold, so you don't think much of it. But when it's, you know, the time goes by a lot, people start getting worried. And then they made a, I think it was someone came to all the classes on her form and said she had passed away, because I went to an all-girls school. We all looked at it, but we just, it was like we just had a conversation.
Wow.
We couldn't understand. We couldn't really comprehend how this could have happened. And I remember a group of us deciding to go and visit her parents to say, you know, we were in our school uniforms so they could recognize. And some of them recognized because they'd seen us laughing and joking with her when she jumped in the car and we were still waiting, etc. But I remember like it vividly, like it was yesterday. And then I remember in my 20s someone passing away suddenly, and these are all suddenly. This person was believing and really wanting a child, was told they couldn't have a child, got pregnant, had the child, and struggled with postnatal depression, and they were involved in an accident.
Oh.
And it was devastating. And then in my 30s, I remember, and so in my 40s, lost one of my closest friends. And I tell you these not to make you feel sad, but to really, really stress a point. No one knows the length of days. No one. Because I had conversations with these people and we planned the future, and we said, oh, so it was not something that, oh, there was a long-term health condition and things like that, that they were poorly for. It was a suddenly. So please, I encourage you. I try to persuade you. I try to, you know, it says a scripture, taste and see, for the Lord is good.
Mm.
Give him a year. Even just try fully. Not one of those, I'm half in and half out. Give the Lord Jesus a year, 2 years of your life. Fully commit, all in. You'll see the difference.
Hallelujah.
I promise you that. Fully committed, not one of those that half in, half out. Fling yourself in. Read the word. Pray to him. You know, commit yourself. And even if you say, God, I want to know if you're real, I'm going to commit to you for a year, I promise you, you will see the difference. I promise you. Now, if you're on the fence regarding some things in your life, and this is why I say we need to do it each day, because we surrender one part, and then sometimes we let's be honest, we surrender A, the rest of the alphabet is still yet to be surrendered. So this is where it's trusting God. Now, some of you are facing some of these giants in the land that you've made your best friend, that you're used to that behavior, that attribute, having that all I'm thinking of is hinds feet high places. Mm-hmm. much afraid. You, those of you that know me, know it's one of my favorite books, and I encourage you to read it, listen to it on YouTube, because there's quite a few people have read it. And Much Afraid had a limp. That was her. It was displayed as a limp. Some of us have a way we react, respond to certain situations. And it's because we have a giant in the land that is now actually acting like owner and tenant. It needs to be evicted.
Mm.
But in that, we need to have a change of perspective and realize it's actually not our friend. It's hindering us from progressing. Now, yes, this is how we are, but this is not how we should stay. If you know that you have, if I know I'm size 7, I shouldn't keep wearing size 5 shoes or size 8 shoes. It doesn't fit. I need to wear the right shoe, know what it's like, the things of my foot knows, and actually have the right things around to support me able to walk the distance God wants me to walk. Now, we're going to read, and Reverend Tracy, if you can read for, start from Proverbs 3, verse 1, because we are looking at verse 5 and 6, but let's go through to see what it actually says, the lead up to it, because sometimes we take a bit and then we don't take the rest.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm reading it from the New King James Version. So it's Proverbs 3 from verse 1, and we're going to go through till I get told to stop.
Okay.
It says, guidance for the young. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Hallelujah. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to read the Passion Translation because it's very passionate. You know, it's only because it's very passionate, and I do like the way it's worded. But we're going to look at several. It says, my child, if you truly want a long and satisfying life, never forget the things that I've taught you. Follow closely every truth that I've given you. Then you will have a full, rewarding life. Hold on to loyal love and don't let go, and be faithful to all that you've been taught. Let your life be shaped by integrity, with truth written upon your heart. That's how you will find favor and understanding with both men and God. You will gain the reputation of living life well. Trust in the Lord completely, and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on him to guide you, and he will lead you in every decision you make. Become intimate with him in whatever you do, and he will lead you wherever you go. Don't think for a moment that you know it all, for wisdom comes when you adore him with undivided devotion and avoid everything that's wrong. Then you will find the healing refreshment your body and spirit long for. Glorify God with all your wealth. Honor him with your first fruits, with every increase that comes to you. Then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessings from an uncontainable source of inner joy. Wow. I just love the words. Now, one of the things I wanted, well, there's many things we're going to look at in this, and we'll, as you know, go all over the place as the Spirit leads us. Says, one of the things, I've just been interrupted. We're in that season where things are changing. The Lord passed, you know, was crucified, resurrected, and stayed with the disciples for a length of time. For quite a long time.
Today.
Quite a long time, wasn't it? He stayed for quite a long time, you know. And he asked the disciples to wait. Now, I don't know how good you are at waiting. But, you know, some of us are like, are we there yet? We actually have not. We're on our way to London from Manchester. Those of you that know, some of you that are listening in Jamaica, Kingston to Orangefield, maybe. I think that's a bit of a trek, if I remember rightly. It's a journey. And we've not really left Manchester. We kind of just maybe hit the M60. And are we there yet? Then we get to, all right, we've got M56. Are we there yet? We're on, you know, M6. We must be there yet, because it's been about 20 minutes. And some of us are like that. Now, some of us, the way the Lord wants to do, we need to wait. Now, one of the things it says about this scripture, and just go with me with this, it tells us that not everybody, some translations say, not everybody waited. Now, I don't want to, we're not here to throw stones at those that don't wait. But what happened is that they did not receive that which was being waited for. So where we are in that place that we need to wait, and we need to travail, and we need to pray, and we need to push. And what I don't want is anyone to leave before the outpouring. Now, everyone's outpouring is going to be at different times, okay? Because this is the way it is. But there's going to be an outpouring, and I don't want to say, this is how I respond, this is how I act. Please change it, because you want to receive that outpouring. You want to receive it. Now, it says here, coming back, and one of the translations I was looking at was Luke 24. And it says, Jesus ascends into heaven. Now it says, verse 50. Then Jesus led them to Bethany, and lifting his hands to heaven, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up to heaven. They worshipped him and then returned to Jerusalem filled with joy. And they spent all their time in the temple praising God. Now, there was those that waited to that point of going up to heaven would have been like, wow, we've seen great things. We did see he rose from, and they'll have received a blessing from that. They would have received a blessing, because let us imagine, you've seen Jesus crucified. Oh. You've wept. You've been abused because you were weeping and not jeering. Some will have wept internally. Some will have wept externally. Some will have just been looking. Some will have been discussing like, news at 10. Wow, see that man? I thought he was this, that, and the other. They crucified. Oh, anyway, what are we going to eat tonight? Some would have been doing it. Some would have been thinking, wow, like Nicodemus and something that said, right, let's quietly take his body down, quietly. You know, everybody will have been impacted in one way or the other. Now, when they saw that Jesus rose from the dead, those that saw him after physically saw him would have been blessed, because they'll have an understanding. And he explains some depth of scriptures. Even those walking on the road, he explains some depth of scriptures. Wow. He went, wow, wow. Then he asked them to wait, because it was wow, wow. So there was a wait for the resurrection, and there was a wait again. One, he ascended and he taught them and he reminded them of the scriptures and he reminded them that this is, then there was a wait again. So how, with each one there was a blessing, and I want us to wait till that place that we've received the fullness. Because believe you me, those ones that waited for the Holy Spirit, there was a different fullness that they got than those ones that waited and saw him go up. Different from those that just didn't get to do the waiting at all. It'll have been different. And I want us to wait till the fullness. But that will mean there's a lot that you're going to have to do in trusting God, because we see the full picture. But for some of them, thank you Holy Spirit, for some of them, if we look at it, like Luke stopped at he ascended. If you look at some other translations, it talks about the Holy Spirit. We'll go to Acts. But some people stopped at he ascended. Where are you going to stop? And this is where it leads on to trust, because we don't know. We actually don't know the fullness, because come back to, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can conceive. So when we look at this, I want us to think, wow, my child, if you truly want a long and satisfying life, what's your translation say? On Proverbs.
Proverbs 3 still.
Yeah.
It's the trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yeah. So the from the number one.
From number one is, my son, do not forget my law.
So it's forget the law.
It's instructions, isn't it?
It's instructions. Mine says, my child, if you truly want a long and satisfying life. So you must, to have a long and satisfying life, you can't forget the law. You can't forget the instructions.
You've got to keep on with the instructions. Of course you do.
And it tells us, there's another not scripture that says we should tie it to our heart. That the instructions of the Lord is like we should tie it. And then I'm come to my breastplate of righteousness.
Yeah.
The right living, right standing, rightness with God has to be forefront. And if we think of the Roman soldier.
Deuteronomy,
what does
Therefore,
that say?
Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that there may be frontlets between your eyes.
Okay.
Place these words on your hearts. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, in Deuteronomy
11:18-19.
So if we're going to, I say if, because it's a choice. Choose this day who you're going to serve. To have that long, satisfying life, we have to know the laws, knows what we've got to do, and live that life. Okay?
He says in Deuteronomy 11. Let's move it. There we go. Deuteronomy 11:18-19. He says, therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
So Amen. Must be consistently around. Now, not everyone is going to be in agreement, but if we're persistent, we have to choose for ourselves, because everybody has a choice in this life, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, they do.
And it says, okay, then it says, follow closely every truth that I've given you. Then you will have a full, rewarding life. Three. What does three say for you?
Let not mercy and truth forsake you. I love that.
Mercy
and truth, because mercy and truth are with us all the time. Mercy and truth are following us. It tells us that mercy
goodness
and truth
and mercy follow
you all the days of your life. So if you allow them to follow you.
So what does it say again?
So it says, let not mercy and truth forsake you. In other words, do not let mercy and truth be left behind.
Yeah.
Don't forget about
what's it. What's the rest of that?
Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart.
Okay.
Straight back to Deuteronomy 11. Gosh, it's so beautiful, isn't it? And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man.
Okay, stop there for a while. Now, this version says it was mercy and truth.
Mm.
Hold on to loyal love. And loyal don't love. Let go. Now, what is loyal love? Let's be honest. What is loyal love? No, but what is a loyal love?
For what in man's terms?
No, what is loyal love?
Loyal love is just it's love,
it's
isn't
Jesus.
It? It's Jesus. Yeah, it's
because
love. It's God.
The loyal love. Don't let go, because he said he will never
leave
us
nor forsake us. Yeah.
So he's loyal.
He's always with us. He's always with us.
He's loyal to death.
Absolutely.
You know, let's be honest. If, for example, if we're being honest,
God is love.
No, but let's be honest. Even for children, even for spouse, even for parents, if somebody was, you know, deny Christ, you may, let's be honest, unless this, that, and the other, we thank God that where we are in England, it's not like that. But some people are living that. Deny Christ unless child, your family member did deny Christ unless.
Well, it is actually happening here.
But that is slightly. But there's some countries that this is happening every single day.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Every single
persecution,
day.
Yeah.
Persecution. Now, we thank God that in England, it's not like that.
Mm.
So, it's easy to condemn, they didn't deny Christ, they denied Christ and this. But unless you're walking that shoe, you don't know. And as human being, we are fragile in terms of that loyal love.
Mm.
You know?
It's the only love we can rely on, isn't it?
It's Jesus.
It's Jesus, absolutely.
And I'm not saying that, because Pastor knows I'm bound to say and do something that is going to step on his big toe. Well, even his small toe, which is more painful. If someone has stepped on your big toe and they stepped on your small toe, that small toe pain, it shoots through every part of your body. It's like your head just starts vibrating. You don't know. You are paramount to say something. And I say this because I remember I was working as a pastor artist. Some of you might have to Google that. You know, it's what they used to do in the way old days. And the scalpel, yes, scalpel, way old days, health and safety, let's not even go there,
out the window.
Fell off the drawing board and into my toe, my big toe. And I actually didn't feel it.
Wow.
And then threw my shoe into my big toe. Then someone went, oh!
You got a blade in your toe.
Oh! Yeah, precisely. And I jumped and it fell out.
Ooh.
And then they said, let's see what your toe is like. Then I realized, oh wow, okay, it really hurts.
The toes left in the shoe.
You know, it was like it. But when someone stepped on my small toe,
I know.
It's like somebody had banged my head and it was doing a vibration, and it was very hard. I had to try and eat my words, the words I wanted to say. But with the big toe, it was like, oh wow, it took years to heal. It actually took years to heal. But the pain of it was not as much as the small toe. Mm. So we as human beings, we judge God's love like human being love, but it's nothing like that.
Absolutely nothing.
Because he died because of you.
Mm.
And as someone said, the pastor in the place I gave my life said, if you were the only person,
absolutely,
he would have still gone to the cross. And I thought, right, need this kind of person in my life.
Mm. When you were talking before about loyalty and love, I was talking to my granddaughter today, who's only 9, and she was saying to me that she struggles finding friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And because she's got such a heart for loving people, she really, really struggles. And we had a beautiful conversation, and I was able to say to her, sweetheart, the only person that you can rely on is Jesus, because that is where you're going to get your ultimate love and friendship and compassion and relationship, you know. And to be able to share that is it's an honor.
Yeah,
it really truly is, especially in this day and age where they think everything's on, you know. I mean, she's such a deep girl. You know, she's talking so depth today. But it's beautiful. It's that loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
It is that loyalty.
Yeah. And with that loyalty become, in your version, it was translated mercy and truth.
Yeah.
Now, the Lord, if we think of this, there were so many people were ostracized by society. They showed mercy. What comes to mind is that woman that was out in the midday sun and Jesus alone said, give me some water.
Yeah.
And she was out to many people. Yeah, yeah. Many would have got like, what's the big deal in that? They didn't go to the well at that time.
Never.
And the women did not ever go by themselves.
Nope.
They went in numbers, so somebody could always run and raise an alarm, because a well was not in the middle of the village. No, some of these wells were a distance from the village. So everybody went together and for safety numbers and went when it was cooler, because at least the sun is not beating them. So it was to show she was ostracized, so she went out at that time. But Jesus's mercy, she encountered Jesus's mercy.
It was at Jacob's well, wasn't it, which was miles away from the village.
Yes, and she became one of the greatest evangelists.
She absolutely did.
At that point, you know, she actually became a very great evangelist. So it says we should hold on to that loyal love and don't let it go, to that mercy and truth. What is the truth in your life? Now, this is the truth that the Lord has said about you. And it says, let your life be shaped by integrity with truth written on your heart. And we, in Deuteronomy 11:18, it was talking about that truth. And we talked about the breastplate of righteousness. That's the truth.
Mm.
You know, that truth should be written on our hearts. How do we write these in our hearts? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. We need to say it to ourselves, because the world will tell you otherwise. The world has said, woman at your age. And I like how it doesn't complete the sentence. And then you add on whatever your struggle. A man of your... And just leaves it blank. And this is the enemy suggesting for us to agree. That's not the truth. And how do we know that's not the truth? Because the Bible is full of examples where God used people that the world will have written off to say, 75, it's now, right, let's start a ministry. Abraham, start walking at 75. Some people are looking at retiring, looking at who they're going to hand over, looking at, he was already concerned about who's going to take over, He said, start walking. This is my promise, start walking. And it's God's promise. You know, Hannah kept believing. So many kept believing. Now, we're going on to verse 5.
Yes. It says, I love it. I absolutely
I know you've got it highlighted.
Yeah, I know.
In pink.
Trust. See, it's that word. Trust.
Yeah. What do we think trust is?
What is trust? Who do you trust? Who can you trust? Is trust an emotion or is it an action? Is it an instruction? Because we're not supposed to run by feelings. So therefore, it's an action with an instruction. Trust. He's telling us to do something. He's telling us to do it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Now, I want to...
Yeah.
Let's not raise this. This is how I feel. This is how I respond.
Feel.
This is how I am. This is what, you know, this is the Lord wants to do something new. So all this is, we have to, and it's hard. I'm not even going to say it's easy. I'm in a process, and part of my process, I am going, God, you need to just download. And if you have, all I can say is endeavor the ability to switch off your brain.
Silence is beautiful.
Just switch off your brain and do as the Spirit is leading. Switch off your brain. Your brain is too intelligent. It's just too intelligent, so we'll always give you an opinion. But that intelligence is not what you need for where God is taking you. Because it needs to catch up. Switch off your brain. Tell your brain, I've heard you. Take a rest. It's okay. I'm going to act on trusting the Lord completely. Because your opinion is with your brain. Your opinion and everybody else's opinion. Have you ever noticed when I remember, thank you, Holy Spirit. I remember when I was discussing with the auntie of Starbright, I can't remember, some time ago, and we were looking at the fact when we decided to buy our first house together. And we were renting a flat very close to our grandfather so that we could learn some, you know, independence and paying the bills, etc., being that responsible, but still look after him. You know, so this is what we did. And I came home one day. We had a neighbor that decided Bob Marley's Iron Lion in Zion was going to be played. I feel I can even, I know the words of the song.
Yeah, it's going to be
full blast. And we'll start at 11 p.m. and go on till about 7 a.m.
Wow.
Take a rest break for maybe an hour and then carry on. You know, just in case you decide to take the day off. So sleep was not an option. And then we reported it, we went through the process, and there were threatening notes through our letterbox because we'd post. And then it was, it said that, right, I remember we called the police. The police said, unless there's, you know, bloodshed, there's an attack, there's nothing we can do. We said, we went, eh? What? So one of us has to be attacked.
Yeah, one of you has to die.
Before. So we thought, right, okay, we keep going with this, we keep going. Then the auntie of Starbright said in anger, we might as well just buy a place. At least we know what we're dealing with. And I'm that kind of person. Right, we're running with that vision. Set the boundaries, get the cost. Da, 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 da. But it was all new. And there were aspects that we had to switch off our brain. Because we'd never done it before. We didn't even know people our age that had done it before. So I say this, we're still here and alive and well. Where God wants to take you, you may be surrounded by people that have not done it before. Some people were encouraging us tentatively. Some people discouraged us and said, foolishness. You know, but it was God. It was God. Now, I'm reminded of Hannah. Who, her husband, Elikan, am I not better than 10 sons? I don't know. Even now, I'm looking at the presenter going like, I'm desperate for a child, and you're telling me, am I not better than 10 sons? It's like, I didn't give birth to you, love. Yeah, love you, but I didn't give birth to you. And we've not adopted one. We've not taken a relative's child who's calling me mama. We're not, no, it's not the same. Kind of not the same. We've got no one here that's calling me mama. So I don't know. And it'd be quite weird, love, if you start doing that. But she trusted God. So that trusting God, she did not lean on her own understanding with that trusting God. It says, with all your heart, rely on him to guide you. And he will lead you in every decision you make. Do we have an example? What's your own version says? That's the second part.
Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones.
Wow.
When I was reading it and just like just sat here just looking at it and keep reading it while you're talking, it just really stood out to me how at the beginning he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Mm-hmm. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. He's telling you again, in your own self, in your own heart, in your own eyes, in everything that's you, that's flesh, don't do it. Basically, don't do it. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. When we fear the Lord, we will depart from evil because we're not looking through our own senses.
So why do you think it says do not be wise in your own eyes?
Because when you try to be wise in your own eyes, you're trying to do it in your own opinion.
So it takes us full circle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we start trying to shoehorn.
Yeah. And we've all got an opinion and we can all do this and we can all do that and I'm doing it my way. And like you said before, we don't give God time.
Yeah.
It all goes back down to that. And we don't give God time and we don't sit still long enough to allow him to speak to us. Even when we pray, as soon as we finish praying, we say amen. We don't give him time to respond.
Why is that?
Because everything's so quick. Or maybe we're not even thinking that he will respond. I do not know.
Maybe both.
Or maybe a bit of both, yeah. I know that I'm learning to trust in the Lord a lot more, especially this last few months. And also I'm learning to stop and I'm learning to wait, and I'm learning to Sila, breathe and wait for the response, and it's happening. It's like if I ring you up and I go, hi, do we care, diddle diddle diddle, see you later, bye, and you're on the other side going, oh, I wanted to give you an I've cut you off.
And this is what we do.
This is what we do, yeah.
This is what we do. And, okay, you might not be able to sit there. But there's a sitting. That doesn't mean that you have to just sit in a place. It's being open. You know, it's like when you send a message to someone, you don't go and hide your phone in the other place. And then, because you've asked them a question, you're waiting for their response. Now, the response may take an hour to come, but you may not see it if you put the phone in one place, turned it off, because at least you wait to see what their response is. Even if it's a thumbs up emoji, you know, right? Oh, yeah. They've got that. And why I say that, and it might sound a bit flippant, because the Lord is not limited. He can give us a version of thumbs up emoji, that because it's signs and wonders, visions and dreams. Can give us a dream. We can hear an audible voice. There might be a song that just bubbles up within us, and we start singing, that is the answer. It might be a thought, because we've kept that place open to receive. I remember when the radios with antenna that comes out, the TV in those days that had the aerial on attached, you moved it around and moved it around to gather the signal to receive. And it didn't always, I don't know why, but it didn't always stay in the same place. So today it's to the left hand side. Tomorrow it might be to the right hand side. The next day it might be in the middle. All just there rotating around. So I say that because it's not that God moves, but we move. So we need to adjust to hear throughout the day in that trusting, but know that, oh God, maybe it's my positioning that's moved. That's why I'm not picking up the signal. Let me be ready to receive. In Jesus' name, Jesus to help us. This takes Jesus. And hence we go back to deciding to follow Jesus. Tell you, it's a daily thing that we need to do. Now, where were we up to?
I think that as well, sorry, I'm just thinking that when he says, fear the Lord and depart from evil, I think that as well is really, really powerful. When we are praying that we repent, we start our prayers with repenting, because then we've opened up that, there's no kink. I always, as a visual, I can imagine a line going up to God, and there's all these little kinks in it, and they're kind of like trying to get through, getting muffled like this, because there's these, you know, because we haven't repented. So when we repent, and he says, do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Well, if we depart from evil, we'll be doing that when we repent, when we go into conversation with him. And then he says, it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Long life right there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I feel that we're coming to the end of the program.
Oh my gosh, no way.
I feel we have, and I've been told 2 minutes more. Because I looked at the time and I thought, well, we didn't even stop for a break.
We didn't.
So, we're not even finished. But, with what we've had, because we don't want to rush. Sometimes we run, we're not rushing these things. So I want us, because we've had 2 minutes more. We have 2 minutes more.
Okay.
Which might be one and a half. So, Reverend Tracy, please, let us pray. Can you pray?
I'd love to pray.
Please.
Yeah, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we glorify your name. We lift you up and we give you all the praise. We thank you for every single person that's heard the sound of our voices tonight. And we just say, Heavenly Father, speak to them in the way that you can. You have a conversation and a relationship with each and every person that's different and unique for them. So, Lord, we just ask that you will speak to them. They will sit and listen in their comings and in their goings. Protect them, Heavenly Father, in everything that they are doing. Lord, may they trust you. May we trust you in everything that we do. May we come to you in honesty and in truth and just waiting for answers. And it is always going to be in your timing. So may we understand that, and may we have the faith and the peace that surpasses all understanding in everything that we do, and never let mercy and truth overtake us and be removed from us, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. We honour you, we glorify you, and we love you. In the mighty, precious, glorious name of Yahweh, Yeshua, and Ruach HaKodesh.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Lord of Lords. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Well, we've come to the end of the program. We didn't even know where we started, and we ended so quick. It seems like 5 minutes, but we give God all the glory. Just want to thank you all for joining us. Have a blessed, wonderful week. And until next week, God bless and bye from me. And
goodbye and good night. Have a wonderful week. At the